Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Pud, you're one of the best business people I know. So what's your point of view on what's going on with the coronavirus situation and the effect on business, and you know, how is business going to be able to survive this? And I'm talking specifically about Greenville and Hunt County, of course.
You know, I think that many of the business people that I know are very resourceful and very smart, and while it is not easy at all for them right now, the ones that I know well and have talked to have been very creative in trying to keep in touch with their customers through things like Facebook and newsletters and postcards, and trying to just do some wonderful things. I've known of, you know, some that have never offered delivery before, offering delivery, figuring out ways to serve people. And of course, the restaurants have been forced to do the same thing, and suddenly changing from lunch meal to a meal that serves two or serves four, and changing up to adapt. And I think those are going to come out on the other end of this leaner, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ones that have just sat back and wrung their hands, were already thinly, already stressed,
right,
probably are not going to make it. And I hate that. I think we're going to end up losing some very special places because of that. And then I know of at least one business that was set to open.
Yeah.
That's just having to wait.
Yeah, so it's on hold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And one of the other things I will also say about my business friends is their first concern has been for their employees,
mm-hmm,
and how to take care of them. And it's really bothered a lot of them that they've had to lay them off,
yeah,
or furlough or cut their hours or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Now, another thing that Pud is extremely well known for is, of course, Bras for the Cause. And you're telling me a really interesting story about something that has come out of that, and of course, the association that you all have had for a long time with Hunt Regional Healthcare. So tell me that story.
Yeah, this has been one of those absolutely delightful surprises, and it goes back again to what we were talking about the ingenuity.
Right.
Several projects back, we gave the Cancer Center a UV ultraviolet light sterilization unit, and it is designed to be set into a room from three different points and then sweep the room with ultraviolet light, which kills the germs. And is a way to sterilize a room very quickly and efficiently. I think it takes 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're able to do then is cut down the germs in the rooms where they use that they're using for chemotherapy, where you've got patients with compromised immune systems. So that unit has been worked well. I know they've used it in other rooms in the hospital, and we told them when we gave it to them, there are no strings on this. Use it as it works for you. Well, we found out partway through all of this that they have indeed done that, and they figured out to take that UV sterilization unit, and they have a team now that is reprocessing their masks, and I think they're even doing some of the face shields and the PPEs and actually sterilizing them. And at the end of the day, the employees put everything into a bag that is labeled, and it goes to this unit. They're sterilizing everything, and then it's sent back to them where they can reuse it. And I understand that it has saved the hospital some of the panic over
sure,
what to do for safety.
Wow.
And when we found that out, we were just thrilled.
Well, and who could have imagined, you know, several years ago how that might be used and
exactly,
how important that might be.
And yeah, again, the fact that somebody at the hospital went, wait,
right,
do you think we might use that?
That's right. That's
and
right.
In fact, I know we have the latest post on our Facebook page for Bras for the Cause actually highlights the team that's doing this, because the hospital did a piece on it. And it's really worth going and seeing, because in some cases when they're sending them back to the nurses and the staff, They're even writing little notes of encouragement and sticking, you know, in the bags with the with everything going back.
Just a minute or so left. Some openings. Farmers Market in Greenville is open again on Saturdays.
Yes, and that would have been a normal seasonal thing anyway. And so they've opened, since it's outdoors, they have opened it. The Cotton Museum has reopened. And they're, you know, working hard to make sure everybody and that the exhibits and things are appropriate for that.
Mm-hmm.
The Greenville Library is not open to the public, but they have got their card catalog online, and you can look for it, and then you call the library with the titles you want, and you can drive up and pick them up. It's books, DVDs, and then I think e-books as well. And what I think is so wonderful is when they bring the books to the car, the library has amassed this collection of very unusual costumes. And you may have a Tyrannosaurus that comes out to the car to bring you your books, or Mr. Potato Head, or somebody else. So they're having fun with this.
Can you make a request? I would request Mr. Potato Head. That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us on the phone line. Yeah.
I enjoy it. I've got my cup of coffee right here, and I miss seeing you in person.
All right. Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.